Welcome to Practical Witch Talk. I'm your host, Friday Gladheart. For all of 2024, we're going to be using the Practical Witch's Almanac to dictate the topics of this podcast. However, instead of just repeating the information that's in the almanac, I'm going to give you information that either didn't make the cut to the final edition of the almanac or topic adjacent subjects. For example, this week, where the topic in the almanac is Hecate and Trivia, or Hecate, or Hecate, or Hecate, however you want to say her name. I don't think she minds, but if you think she does, do a deep dive into pronunciations, and you can find the most accurate for you. But we're supposed to be talking about this goddess of the crossroads, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about crossroads. As we're entering into a new year, the change of the calendar year tends to be a time of changing direction for a lot of people. We'll set forth new resolutions and try to improve ourselves. And that's wonderful. However, even though we're working with the harmony of our culture, where everyone's trying to improve themselves and make changes towards the new year with all of the new year's resolutions, it is always good to work in harmony with these energies. Even though we are doing that, we're also entering into some self-defeatism. If you approach this like your New Year's resolution, I'm going to quit smoking and I'm going to eat less and I'm going to make a bunch of money, and you go through winter and the dark days and the extra bills post-holiday and the post-holiday weight, all of this starts to weigh on you and make you a little bit melancholy and morose. And if you're not achieving the goals you've set out with your New Year's resolutions, it can be a little frustrating and, like I said, self-defeating. So instead of doing this self-sabotage, let's approach the beginning of this year as if it were a crossroads. This is why I use this as the first article in the almanac. Now, think about roads for a second. Roads bring resources and opportunities. And a road can also be a waterway. It's a way is a means. It's a way. So if you camped outside of a roadside, you'd see lots of people coming and going. You'd have all kinds of very odd and interesting adventures, and you'd have more opportunities to go to and fro. At a crossroads, and crossroads are important to many cultures around the world, at a crossroads, you have the opportunity to shift your path, to change direction. Instead of going forwards or backwards, you can make a side quest, so to speak. And I believe that January, for a lot of us, can be such a crossroads. We can look forward to the new year of becoming the best selves that we can be. But it's also that you're not changing the fundamental essence of who you are. I hope you're doing some self-acceptance. What you're doing is changing behaviors or trying to improve your situation in other ways. But you are still the traveler on this path. You're just switching paths. Now, crossroads are, like I said, very important magically and in many different folk traditions and many cultures around the world. But you don't have to be at a crossroads to perform transformational magic. You can arrange your altar so that you have a crossroad representation, either by simply drawing an X or a multi-spoked wheel on your altar or on a piece of paper, or setting up stones and crystals so they represent kind of a crossroads. But what you're looking at is trying to visualize your life path as if it were a three-dimensional road or a web. And you're traveling along one of these strands as if it were sort of like a neural net. If you've ever seen electro images of the neurons firing in the brain, think of this as like a giant web, a web of weird. And you're traveling along one of these strands. As you travel down this strand and reach one of the intersections, you approach an opportunity. Like many roads coming together, you approach an opportunity to change, to make a decision that will change your outcome or your future events. So it's an if-then scenario. If you choose the left path, then you will go this direction. If you choose the right path, etc. So 2024 could be your crossroads. Which direction do you want to go? And when you're choosing your new direction, remember that you're still fundamentally you. You can improve yourself. You can be the best self that you can be. But you don't need to change the core of who you are in order to be a better person. You are who you are. Now, you may have habits that harm yourself or other people, and those are something you approach. They aren't you. They've become a part of you, a behavior that you're changing. What does the crossroads of this new year provide you as far as resources and opportunities? Resources might be slim for you. You may have abundant resources. Opportunities may be slim or abundant. But you can utilize what you can in order to make positive change. And positive is defined by what you deem as positive, not by what any external validation seems to be offering. On to another different subject. I want to take a lighter spin on this. I am headed to Vegas for the first time to stay there in about 25, maybe 30 years. And I am given to understand that the place has changed quite a bit since the late 70s and early 80s. And I'm excited to see the lights and the action and the noise. And as many of you may know, I live in a cabin in the woods, literally, where I do not see other human beings most of the time. Twice a week, I come into Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I do tarot readings for people. And other than that, I really don't speak to other people. So throwing myself into the chaos and the noise of Vegas seemed like an interesting way to start out 2024. Because I don't really have any plans other than to visit this wonderful store I heard about called the Halloween Emporium and Haunted Tea Room. They purchased Coven Cocktail from me wholesale. Coven Cocktail is a tea I make. And they've been doing this so long, I have just got to go see a place with that name. It just sounds fabulous. So pretty much the entire trip is just to go visit them and have a little time with my sister. However, I'm trying to take a very lighthearted approach to our first week of January 2024. Actually, the first week or two, I'm trying to be as light as I can. And I looked up a bunch of trivia and I thought of a bunch of trivia to share on the podcast today and thought, well, that's kind of boring. You guys might be able to do it. So instead, I'm going to share with you just some overall weirdness. For many, many decades, evangelicals have been attacking the Ouija board, the, you know, Parker Games, little tabletop spirit boards with the planchette, which, by the way, is French for little table. They've been saying it opens up gateways to demons and to the devil and all this stuff. Well, I was on Amazon, and you will not believe what I have found. It's called the Holy Spirit Board by Holy Spirit Games. It is the Christian religious talking board for seance, and it comes with a planchette. But you've got to hear this description. And I'm sorry, I'm not bashing any Christians. I do know quite a few Christians, and I even have some going to my academy. However, this is just ridiculous. A strange little co-opting of a board game and spiritual mediums. But okay, so the features and details, get the answers you need. The Holy Spirit board can answer all of life's most important questions straight from the man himself. The huge 12 by 18 game board with beautiful artwork featuring the crucifixion and the angels of heaven. It has a beautiful golden magic cross planchette with a metallic mirrored finish, perfect for churches, prayer groups, or just getting together with friends. Unlike other spirit boards, this one will never, in all caps, by the way, will never contact evil ghosts or demons, so you can ask your questions with an assured sense of safety. Okay, so am I alone in this? How weird is this, right? It's like $29.99. It's got fantastic, just fabulous reviews over the top. Well, let's say, what is the star rating? On Amazon, it's got 3.9 stars for 60 reviews, which is just shocking. It's got a lemniscate, like a little infinity sign. The planchette really, truly is a crucifix. It's just so surreal. I'm starting to feel like maybe somewhere around 2019, 2020, we entered into a parallel dimension. I'm starting to question my own sanity, but maybe that's just because I've been out in the woods for too long. So I am headed out to Vegas here in about 8 hours, and I've got to take a nap before I do that because it's going to be a long drive. and then a long air flight after the long drive. So I wanted to basically wish you all a happy calendar new year. Have a blessed time and think about what you want to do with this crossroad. Do you want to keep going forward on your path? Do you want to maybe take a jog over to a land where your addiction doesn't exist, or over to a land where toxic people aren't allowed in your life anymore, which may be kind of high on your priority list post-holiday festivities? But have a blessed time and take care of yourself. Happy New Year. This has been a production of PracticalWitch.com in cooperation with WitchAcademy.org. You can listen to this podcast on any of your favorite streaming services. Mm-hmm.